And then we have Angela with a flag right behind us.
That's so. Correct.
All right.
Started the recording.
Okay, thank you. All right, good morning, everyone. My name is Debbie Giaquinta, and I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for Mirus Education, Inc., a nonprofit board which operates Mirus Secondary School. I am Debbie Giaquinta, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. Let us take roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefits of new members and members of the public. Debbie Giaquinta, I am Chairperson of the Board, and I am present. Denise Shields is absent today. Aaron Smith?
Aaron Smith, board member, present.
Mary?
Mary, founder, president, CEO, present.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3, which is the establishment of a quorum?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to establish quorum.
And I will second it, Debbie Giaquinta. And we will be today conducting all voting verbally. All those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Nays? There are no nays. Motion passes. Okay, let us please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Item 1.5 is the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.5?
This is Smith. I make a motion to approve item 1.5, the agenda.
And Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that's Aaron. And Debbie Giaquinta is in favor. Motion passes. Public comment. If you would like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit it to staff. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Mirus Education Inc. Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion.
I lost Debbie's audio.
Yeah, she's frozen.
I'll send her a text and let her know.
She might need to log off and log back in order to become unfrozen.
That's the first time that's happened to us.
She'll be with us momentarily. She's just restarting her computer.
Angela, she has problems with her computer. She can always log in from her phone if we send her a link as well.
I don't know if I had done this part. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on this, on items not on the agenda? Okay, thank you. Hearing none, we will move on to item 2.2, agenda items, public comments. This is an opportunity for members for the public of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items? All right, thank you. Hearing none, we will move on. Public hearing, time certain, is 10:40. And we are opening the public hearing at this time. The public hearing is now open for the 2021-2022 2022's Local Control Accountability Plan, the LCAP, and the annual update for the 2020-2021 LCAP at 10:40. Open public hearing and announce the time, okay, which is 10:40, and this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the public hearing. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Tim, is there a staff report on items 3.1 and 3.2?
Hi, Debbie, thank you. Yes, just a brief report in terms of what these items are to remind the public. We have two documents. One is the 1920 LCAP with the combined local continuity and attendance plan as required from the state. So just an update to the public in terms of where we're at with the last cycle's LCAP combined with the new local continuity and attendance plan, where we're looking at what we're doing for distance learning, pupil learning loss, mental health, and school nutrition, some of the things that were needed in response to COVID. So everyone's aware. A lot of these documents are, and this information is on our website on an ongoing basis as well. So, and then the second document is the new template for the upcoming 21-22 LCAP. There was a little bit of pause on the LCAP during COVID and we was replaced with the Learning Continuity Attendance Plan. But in regular years, you know, we do a public hearing and a vote. So the board will come back in June to finalize and approve the final version of the LCAP, but this is an opportunity for the public to give input as one of our stakeholder meetings into the development of the next cycle's LCAP. The state has approved the new template, provided schools and districts with the new template. It's every year it changes a little bit. This one now has multi-years of certain goals and measurables embedded within it. Our five goals from the previous LCAP and into the new LCAP, our stakeholders for the most part have agreed that the five current goals of increasing student achievement, providing a broad, rigorous course of study, providing a professional learning system, safe, supportive learning environments and culture, and the fifth one, innovative, engaging resource centers in the neighborhoods, are still relevant to us, especially as a DOS school. So we build our actions and services around those goals and then align it to our budget. There, with the 21-22 LCAP, the governor's budget isn't finalized. We don't know all the details of the budgeting piece just yet, but when we present the final LCAP for next school year, all those numbers will be known and will be included as well. So this is just another opportunity for the public or anyone to engage us in the development of the LCAP. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Mary, is there anything that you would like to add?
No, that was perfect. Thank you.
Perfect, thank you. All right, at this time, it is 10:44 and we will close the public hearing. All right, continuing on, item 4.0. Administrative items. Item 4.1 is to consider the approval of the Expanding Learning Opportunity Grant Plan. Lynn, do you have a report for item 4.1?
Thank you, Debbie. Yes, under this current fiscal year, the state under the Assembly Bill 86 has apportioned and appropriated all LEAs. It's about $4.56 billion from the general fund state budget, so that LEA can offer supplemental instruction and support services to students. And as a condition of receiving the funds, the board must adopt at a public hearing such as this, the financial plan on how the school will spend the ELO grant. And if included in your board packet is the plan, and MIRUS is mainly spending the funds to support extending instructional learning time and to accelerate progress to close learning gaps. And how do we achieve the supplemental instructional learning time for students? MIRUS has 175 days teaching days, and our teachers for MIRUS is contracted at 208 contract-based days, which means that MIRIS is able to provide about 33 days of supplemental instructional days. And the funding that will be afforded to MIRIS is $266,308. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Lynn. Mary, is there a recommendation for item 4.1?
Yes, I recommend approval, please.
Okay, thank you. Who would like to make a motion to approve item 4.1?
This is Smith. I will make a motion to approve the Expanded Learning Opportunity ELO grant plan.
And Debbie Giaquinto will second. So we have Debbie Giaquinto, aye. Aaron
Smith, aye.
Okay, Denise Shields is absent. Motion passes. Item 5.0 is our consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and acted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board vote on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. These items include item 5.1, which is to consider the approval of the board meeting minutes for February 16th, 2021, and item 5.2 is to consider approval of the human trafficking prevention policy 3310. Do I have a motion for approval of consent items 5.1 and 5.2?
This is Aaron Smith, and I make a motion to approve consent agenda items 5.1 and 5.2.
Okay, and Debbie Giaquinto seconds that motion. All those in favor, Debbie Giaquinto says aye.
Aaron Smith, aye.
Okay, and Denise Shields is absent. Motion passes. Item 6.0 is board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informal in nature and do not require action. Are there any comments or announcements to be made? Hearing none, we will move on towards item 7.0, which is adjournment. Our next, our next regular board meeting is Tuesday, June 22nd at 1 p.m. And will it be a Zoom meeting again? Zoom?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, item 7.0, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to adjourn.
Debbie Giaquinto seconds it. All those in favor, Debbie Giaquinto, aye.
Aaron Smith, aye.
Okay, Denise is absent. Motion passes. Meeting adjourned.
Okay.